Alliance, who are doing some good work, amazing work around DACA renewal and the DREAM Act, and getting at the table and making sure that that Dreamers have a voice and cultivating this policy so that it's something that we actually want.
Excellent. So Saturday at the Mercado, what time?
We're doing 5 to 8.
5 to 8 p.m. So if you want to show support for the DACA and the DACA Organizing Momentum Alliance, come out to the Mercado on Foster. I think we're going to be there. Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening today. This is my last show. It was great to be able to be on the air with friends and organizers throughout the month of September. Tune in next month, every Thursday, 8 a.m., Voices from the Edge. Have a great day. Thanks.
Gracias. Bye.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. This is KBOO Portland, and we're in the midst of our fall fund drive. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make your pledge and help out this community radio station. Coming up later this morning at 11 o'clock in Between the Covers, Jake Verma speaks to poet Neil Aitken about his collection Babbage's Dream, evoking the designs of 19th century mathematician Charles Babbage, who conceptualized the first mechanical computer. That's at 11 on Between the Covers. Then at 11:30 on the film show, we'll look at two new documentaries. Charlie vs. Goliath is the story of Charlie Hardy's fight against big money in politics. Then the director of the Eco Film Festivals, Don Smallman, will talk about Winona LaDuke's new film, First Daughter and the Black Snake. KBOO keeps you informed and can get involved during this fall membership drive. 877-500-5266. Coming up next, it's Press Watch with Teresa Mitchell.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Musubi, located at 2134 Southeast Division Street, Portland's takeout spot for Hawaiian sushi rice snacks filled with homemade spam and other delicacies. Dinner was provided by B-Saw, located at 1545 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland, serving American comfort food and weekend brunch. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Everyday Lives of Everyday People, a conversation with P. Sinoff, Saturday, September 30th at the Intel Hawthorne Farm Campus Building in Hillsboro. The Everyday Lives of Everyday People is a talk being given by journalist P. Sinoff about his recent initiative, People's Archive of Rural India, a project set out to document the unique and disappearing cultures of rural India. Again, that's The Everyday Lives of Everyday People, a conversation with P. Sinoff, Saturday, September 30th at 4 p.m. at the Intel Hawthorne Farm Campus Building, 5200 Northeast Elam Young Parkway in Hillsboro. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly Media Manipulation. That's like Monopoly Media Manipulation. And the news you're not supposed to know. This just in, the Trump administration has waived the Jones Act. If you've been following that, that's easing the supply of fuel and food to Puerto Rico. I have more on that in a moment. This is the final day of the fall membership drive here at KBOO, and I'm very conscious of how many members my show brings in, because this is one way I can gauge the impact of my efforts and my techniques, so I'm hoping that you will choose to call in during this show. And this is it. This is the last day. This is my last pledge drive show. So I need to raise a few thousand dollars from now to the top of the hour. I mean, just if you work it out, we're doing well. We've raised many thousands of dollars. We're almost done. We've got $19,000 to raise today. That means any way you want to cut it, I've got to raise a few thousand dollars before 10 a.m. So I'm asking, will you now consider yourself a KBOO member? Will you become a part of that? Will you call in? The number to call, 877-500-5266. That's 877. It's a toll-free number, 500-KABU, 877-500-5266. Got to get in a few thousand. And this, I just want to make sure my beloved Cascadian region continues to get good full-strength community radio broadcasts. When I'm traveling in other parts of the U.S., I can see what happens when there's no good alternative to corporate media. It's no exaggeration. There's a sort of plastic fast food despair that you can feel in the deadened suburbs where every town looks the same, and if you had no access to maps or satellite tracking, you would have difficulty telling which town you're in. Is it the town with the Arby's and the Chevron and the Walmart, or is it the one with the Exxon and the McDonald's and the Walgreens? But these things are in every town, and for someone who lives in the broadcast area of KBOO, such conformity and similarity is depressing. I bet you've felt it, haven't you? When you're driving, just keep going, and there it is. America. You know, this is not so where we live. The Portland police are so afraid of bicycle-boosted flash mob protests that they keep an LRAD device, a military weapon that can select an enemy at 1,000 feet and induce permanent hearing loss. I'll leave you to guess who the enemy is. It's the same ones that have been pepper-sprayed. And, well, anyway, the cops should be made to scrap their dangerous toy, but we should be proud that they think they need it. Democracy might break out at any moment in a town like this, and KBOO is a big reason for that. So this is it. Last day to call in, $19,000 to raise. It's got to be you. It's got to be now. You will be entered in today's prize drawing, which is quite a generous loot bag, and it's definitely time to get a hoodie since today is also the last warm day expected for who knows how long. It's a misty town. We call it rain for some reason. It usually doesn't fall very hard, but if you've got a hoodie, well, you can weather it. $19,000 to raise today, which means that this show must raise several thousand dollars, so please do it now. Call in as I do the show. If you miss something, you can hear it on the podcast, kboo.fm/presswatch. Get a hoodie by calling in a pledge for $25 a month now. And don't worry, because you won't even get the letter until the first of the month. You'll be proud to show your support. If you've never done this, and if you think you'd maybe like to catch up on all the great broadcasts we've had on KBOO for decades, you could do worse than to say, well, get your feet wet with a $10 a month contribution and get that that thumb drive. Like I said, we'll have more on that in a moment. So to the news, Hurricane Maria, now downgraded to a tropical storm, is finally leaving the coast of North Carolina. Yeah, that Hurricane Maria, still spinning out there. The evacuation order is being lifted in the Hatteras Islands. The National Weather Service is still warning of heavy surf on the coast there. Speaking of disasters, the Chetco Bar Fire in southern Oregon has reached an area near Wheeler Creek where it burned down several 200-foot-tall giant redwoods. According to the Forest Service, the trees are in the 600-acre preserve in Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest near the California-Oregon border, about 20 miles southeast of Brookings. The fires are mostly out in British Columbia, where insurers are getting ready to dole out $130 million in losses. The Brighton Bush Hot Springs Resort in Oregon has survived this month's fires and is reopening after the rescinding of the evacuation order. The Canyon Fire in Orange County, California, however, is still burning, 15% contained at 2,000 acres, quoting the Los Angeles Times. Crews totaling 1,600 firefighters from at least five agencies continued working through the evening, including firefighters from Anaheim Fire and Rescue, Cal Fire, Corona Fire Department, the Orange County Fire Authority, and the U.S. Forest Service. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO. This is it. This is the This is the day that we end the fall pledge drive. We have $19,000 to raise, and I'm joined now by Membership Central.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Hello. This is Ani. I'm here with Janka.
Hi.
And we are here this morning to let you know this is your time to become a member of KABU or to renew your membership here during Press Watch, this ultimate day of our fall membership drive. Call 877-500-5266. I want to let you know that everyone that calls that number today will be entered into today's daily prize drawing. And today's is a package of five free Visit prepaid punch cards from Game Night Lounge, a $50 gift certificate, a tasting experience for four people or more, and more from New Deal Distillery, four passes for movies and snacks from the Hollywood Theater, and a $25 gift certificate to Pacific Pie. You can call 877-500-5266 right now to be entered for your chance to win that. You can go to kboo.fm for all the rules and restrictions and regulations and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, you can also call 877-500-5266 to support Press Watch, to support Teresa and the work that she does every week, the defiance that she brings to the airwaves, the inspiration and information Teresa in
defiance, call in your defiance
provides. 877-500-5266. Jake has some folks to thank.
Well, we have people who gave online at kboo.fm. We want to thank Jessica from Beaverton.
Woohoo!
And Anne from Milwaukee.
Thank you
so much, Portland suburbs, showing up. So maybe you are someone from far reaches like Salem or Eugene, or maybe you're out in Pendleton and you're listening to KABU and you want to support kboo.fm. Just click on donate. I heard Teresa talking about that USB flash drive. That's a $10 a month contribution. There's so much on here. It's amazing. It goes back. We've got Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, Eldridge Cleaver, John Trudell, Vandana Shiva, Cornel West, Noam Chomsky, Glenn Greenwald. I mean, the list goes on and on. And this is KABU exclusive content. You can't get this anywhere else. This is a real piece of history that you will own, a $10 a month contribution to KABU. The number again, 877-500-5266. That number is 877-500-KBOO.
I'm so honored to have Ani and Janka pitching my show. Two of the hardest workers. There are some very hard workers here at KBOO. These are two people who just absolutely have the energy and go to the limit. I mean, in Ani's case, when it comes to pledge drive, sometimes you can see me telling her, ease up, leave yourself a little bit of energy. You know,
but here's the deal.
Don't push yourself in the hospital, for God's sake.
But here's the deal. Janka and I really believe in the power of KABU to change this world. That's why we do it. And that's why we know you are moved right now to pick up your phone and to support this with some of your finances, because it is your support that demands our independence. 877-500-5266. This community radio station is truly a gift that you give to your entire community through your financial support. 80% of our general operating funds comes from you, our listener. That is our grassroots. You keep us connected to the communities. You keep the lights on and the radio signal going with your contribution so that Teresa can keep bringing you information that incites, that inspires, that informs, that brings us together and allows us to put the pieces of this world that makes no sense together in a way that we can figure out what we can do to see our part in social change. And right now, the easiest thing for you to do in your part for social change is to support KABU. Please do call 877-500-5266 and pledge that $10 a month. Support your community all year round for $10 every month, and you can get that flash drive that has all that information, all those great talks and interviews and podcasts and an internet security toolkit all in one little pocket USB drive. Call 877-500-5266. You were saying, Teresa?
Well, you know, I was going to say once again that it isn't just keeping the lights on. It's the way that we do it that makes us what we are. And it was Lou Hill that came up with the formula, and it was absolutely correct, and we haven't deviated from it. Basically, that it is the membership. It's the fact that we depend mostly on the membership that keeps KBOO, and what it is is what we make it. And so you're listening to me right now, and I'm depending on you right now to take the time. And like I said, 19,000 to raise today, that means I want to get 3,000 in. Seriously, I want to get 3,000 in on this show. That would make everyone feel so good. If you could call right now, don't worry, you're not going to miss something because you can pick it up on the podcast. You can just get it at kboo.fm. And so call right now, 877-500-5266. And now, thank you, Janka and Ani. I'll go back to some more content. Aside from the content, the business of keeping things running here. On top of the disasters that we have to report on in the world today, we have the disaster of the presidency of the United States. President Trump's Manhattan properties and business partners, including former Soviet Union. Soviet onion connected. That's sort of like the Soviet Union, but, you know, it's sharper tasting. Former Soviet Union connected oligarchs were involved in a larger international money laundering scheme involving upwards of $1 billion. This is according to Alternet. And they write, that's according to Dutch filmmakers, whose third installment in an investigative series aired on public TV in Holland Wednesday. They're quoted saying, "We wanted to know in depth how money was transferred from Kazakhstan to the United States and how this could relate to Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, and Trump's real estate." That's a quote of Sander Rietveld, director of the Dubious Friends of Donald Trump Part 3, the multi-billion-dollar fraud. And it was broadcast on Zimbla, a program of the VARA Broadcasting Association. Now, don't let that information give you the mind buzz, because there's an easy way to see this. And the reason I'm bringing it up is you can access this right now. Pull up YouTube and just put in the title, Dubious Friends of Donald Trump. And it's a three-parter. Part three is what I'm talking about today. Because part three, well, I'll quote Alternet. They say, "We investigated..." This is quoting the director. "We investigated hundreds of company records, court documents in the U.S., Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Cyprus, the Netherlands, Belize, etc., and interviewed dozens of sources. The result is a Follow the Money documentary revealing the connections between several people in Trump's orbit and an alleged multi-billion-dollar fraud. Also, the pivotal role of the Netherlands as an offshore haven gets attention with Dutch help. Kazakh oligarchs allegedly were able to divert and launder huge amounts of money," end quote. Now, once again, this is called The Dubious Friends of Donald Trump, and I am encouraging you to pull this up on YouTube. The Dubious Friends of Donald Trump, part three. And of course, parts one and two are worth watching, certainly. But what they do is they follow this money that was leached out of Kazakhstan banks just by a classic embezzling scheme, which I can't imagine that the embezzling scheme would have worked at all if it were not for the ongoing disruption in the former Soviet states. These people that we are calling oligarchs are just thieves, and so billions of dollars, certainly many millions of dollars at least, were leached out of banks, and then the money was laundered in the U.S., and this is where Donald Trump's organization comes in. This is fascinating. Pardon me for patting myself on the back, but I did say when all this hoo-ha came up about Russians in the election, I looked at that compared to what Greg Palast had proven that the Republicans had thrown the election, and I was like, what was this Russia stuff? And the Russia stuff is a lot of stuff, frankly. There's a lot of bunk about Russia and Trump, but this is the real stuff. This is not about throwing the election. This is about I would say run-of-the-mill corruption, except that it's so huge. This is the sort of corruption that might eventually bring down the Trump regime. So it's called The Dubious Friends of Donald Trump. It's a Dutch documentary. It's on YouTube. Watch it. And I would say this year will be looked on in the future as a convergence of disasters. But of all the quakes, hurricanes, floods, and fires taking place in the context of the disaster, they're taking place in the context of the disaster of the human relations that we call capitalism. And I think I'll have more to say about that. But right now, I'm joined by Pledge Central. And it looks like Lynn's on the air.
I'm here with Ani. We are. It's the positively revolting
combo
this morning, and I'm sure you're. Unfortunately, you're going to have a lot to say about that for some time to come. But to keep that some time to come coming, 877-500-5266 this morning is the number to call. This is the last day of our membership drive. So if you've been thinking, oh, I'll get around to it, no, it's time to get around to it. And you know you love Teresa Mitchell. She gives you the news you're not supposed to know, which is extremely, just gets more and more important, not less and less important. 877-500-5266 KBOO.FM, because we know a lot of people are listening online these days, and we love that. We love that. The more, the merrier. And, you know, if you want to contribute $25 a month to this amazing institution, this is a sunny day, but fall's like coming up, and we have a wonderful hoodie. A wonderful black hoodie that's really great cotton. It's cozy and fun, and it's got the logo on the front and the back. $25 a month for a sustaining membership because we love sustaining. Sustaining means to sustain us. We like that. That's really good, and it's good for you too. 877-500-5266 is the number to call.
That's right. And when you call that number, 877-500-5266, you will be entered in today's daily prize drawing.
What is today's daily prize drawing?
Well, might you ask, Lynn? Today's daily prize drawing is you will be entered to win a chance there for a 5 free visit prepaid punch cards from Game Night Lounge. $50 gift certificate from a tasting experience for 4 people and more for the New Deal Distillery, 4 passes for movies and snacks from the Hollywood Theater, and a $25 gift certificate to Pacific Pie.
Movies and snacks.
All fun and games.
Who can resist that?
All fun and games.
No one.
And that's 877-500-5266 to be entered to win. You can also call that number to contribute this morning. We are looking for your membership, either your renewed membership or perhaps you have not yet become a member. Maybe you're new to town and looking to connect. This is a great way to connect with your new local community because KBOO has been here for 49 years, and we concentrate on the local. We hold up the local and really amplify it to the international realms at this point through the auspices of KBOO.FM. We train local volunteers from the communities to come in and use the microphone, create dynamic audio, and share information, ideas, opinions, art, music, culture, poetry, all of that we do. And we do it for free because we know that people from the communities need a chance to be the media. You, my friend, your listening own self right there, well, you create the funding for it by calling 877-500-5266. You make sure that our broadcast stays strong, that we continually improve our multimedia efforts so that people can pick us up and get this content no matter where they are, and that people can come in and avail themselves of that free training so that we can all make the world a better place through sharing the microphone here at KBOO, the Mighty 90.7. That is how we do community radio, and right now you have a very vital part to play. Become a member this morning. As Lynn was saying, fall is well on its way. I know today is kind of warm, but tomorrow ain't gonna be.
That's it.
And you're gonna really want this hoodie. And again, that hoodie can be yours for a $25 a month contribution. Think about budgeting KBOO into your monthly expenses. Think about the amount of community empowerment you get for that $25 each and every month, making sure that we are strong together because collective action gets the goods. And that is such an important thing. Teresa brings you information well before it's talked about in other places. I mean, Teresa's been talking about...
And long after it should have been talked about.
Indeed. And the thing is, I mean, Teresa's been talking about climate change and the devastating effects that we will be seeing, oh, for 20 years. And in fact, oh, look, we're seeing them. Call her Cassandra if you must. But go ahead and pick up your phone and support the research that she does, support the community radio station that puts her on every week so she can share that information with you. Call 877-500-5266 or online, contribute at kboo.fm. Just do it right now and know that you are doing your part to create positive social change, to support Press Watch, to support the work of Teresa Mitchell, and to support KBOO overall. 877 500 5266.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Well, all right then. And so we'll go back to Membership Central shortly. I do have some content here. I'll be talking about Puerto Rico, and I'll be talking about North Korea. Sorry to bring up North Korea again. There's a lot of information going out in the corporate-owned media, but it ain't the information that you need to act on. But Puerto Rico. The benighted president of the United States didn't even respond to the devastation of Puerto Rico for days, and then he issued three tweets mentioning debt twice. You could call him a mobbed-up scumbag for what I was talking about earlier and that sort of behavior, too. And he surely is, but he's just reacting in a manner that befits his station. He was elected by and for the super rich. Never mind that he had to use demagoguery and television mesmerism to get 60 million non-billionaires to vote him in. That's just a tactical consideration. It can be done by any of his class. And he is, of course, going to be... He is going to frame Puerto Rico's horror in terms of how the banksters are going to get their loans back. That's just a reflection of who he is. And it turns out that the big lenders, the consortium, the ones that got Puerto Rico on the hook for high interest loans in the first place, have a trick called debtor in possession loans. Debtor in possession loans. That allows them to offer even more debt to, say, the destroyed electric company in Puerto Rico, and that's what they're doing. It puts the lender in front of the queue to collect, so they're able to say, oh, here's some more money to make things even worse. And at the top of the hour, I was talking about the Jones Act has been temporarily waived. The Jones Act, to make a long story short, makes everything more expensive in Puerto Rico, has to go through middlemen, requires loans. It's so tasty and profitable. And so we have millions of U.S. citizens in Puerto Rico, people who pay billions in taxes to the U.S. annually and are famous for sending their sons and daughters as cannon fodder for U.S. imperial wars, now standing in rubble without power or air conditioning or food or diabetes medicine. And instead of the massive multi-billion dollar aid that has been arranged for Texas and Florida, they get puny gestures like $250,000 from Citibank. That's the same Citibank that has profited in the billions from Puerto Rican debt over the decades, the same Citibank that threatened Mexico over the Zapatistas and made bank, so to speak, on drug cartel money laundering, and has for all this time. Meanwhile, the jackass POTUS spends his mental energy ranting against NFL players because they made a quiet, peaceful gesture against black genocide. Capitalism has failed. Some of the details are in. More than one in five children in the U.S. live in poverty. That alone should be enough to shut the system down. But we're brainwashed into thinking that we're about to somehow hit it rich if we can just keep the pressure on those damn non-productive hungry children. But seriously, another way to look at it is that 23% of the poor, 23% of the poor in this country are children. 31% are the elderly. 16% are the disabled. So the capitalists can snarl about the work ethic and incentives all they want, and it won't change the fact that this society doesn't take care of its own. The sad and infuriating results of this cruelty, not a failure, really, but an attitude of cruelty, are on every major intersection begging for change. I'm going to continue about Puerto Rico. This comparison is from CNN. In the case of Hurricane Harvey in Texas, FEMA had supplies and personnel positioned in Texas before the storm made landfall on August 25th. Within days, the number of FEMA employees, other federal agencies, and the National Guard deployed topped 31,000, FEMA said. In addition, FEMA supplied 3 million meals and 3 million liters of water to Texas to be distributed to survivors. In the case of Hurricane Irma in Florida, even more federal personnel responded to Hurricane Irma when it made landfall in Florida on September 10th. More than 40,000 federal personnel, including 2,600 FEMA staff, were in place by September 14th. In addition, FEMA had transferred 6.6 million meals and 4.7 million liters of water to states in the southeast after Irma as of the 14th. Now, let's look at Hurricane Maria. By comparison, Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands have seen much fewer personnel after Hurricane Maria hit, according to FEMA. In a tweet on Monday, FEMA said, and watch for the weasel words here, more than 10,000 federal staff were on the ground in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands assisting search and rescue and recovery efforts. 10,000 federal staff in Puerto Rico. They didn't say FEMA. Right now, the USNS Comfort, and this is speaking for myself, the hospital ship, is heading towards Puerto Rico, having embarked several days too late to prevent deaths such as the people who died in intensive care this week when a hospital in San Juan ran out of diesel for its generators. Power went out, they died. Resident Rump and the corporate toadies and Congress must be forced to immediately launch a full-scale military relief operation for the U.S. citizens who make up Puerto Rico's population. The island is wrecked, and the situation is getting worse. The New York investors should eat their debt and shut up about it. It is unpayable. It was created in large part by the now-waived Jones Act, which makes everything, including food, more expensive on Puerto Rican soil. Shut up, investors. Maybe an emergency shipment of crying towels could be sent to Manhattan. The time is 9:30 almost, and this is the final day of our fall pledge drive. We've done pretty well. We've raised tens of thousands of dollars. We need to raise $19,000 today. I need to raise $3,000 on this show. That means that you need to call in, and you need to call in now. Don't worry about missing programming. You can pick it right up on kboo.fm on the podcast, kboo.fm/presswatch. That'll pop up about 15 minutes after the show's over, so you won't miss it. You do need to call in. We do need to hear from you. And I would like to thank those of you who are using kboo.fm to donate right now. That's just as much appreciated. The phone number ringing makes us happy. It's a community thing. We got the community back there. The community is sitting with pins next to phones and triplicate carbon copies and no computers, except, you know, if they just feel like looking at their at their personal computer, they can do that at their cell phone. We just don't need that. We've got the same old phones. We don't spend money being fancy. We don't spend money trying to keep up with organizations in terms of, you know, marble elevators.
Strangely, no. But what we do is we bring you amazing community radio, just like Teresa is bringing you with Press Watch this morning. People are listening. People are responding. Your support is just really uplifting. And I got some people to thank. I want to thank Jason for renewing in Southeast Portland.
Awesome.
Jason called that number, 877-500-5266.
More cowbell.
Cowbell, Lynn. Okay, Lynn will be on musical accompaniment. We want to thank Joe for renewing in Salem. Go, Joe. John in Clackamas, thank you for renewing. Christine in Santa Barbara, California. Thank you, Christine, and who called in with an extra contribution this morning.
Thank
Cowbell.
You.
Cowbell.
Yes.
Nicholas, thank you so much.
I want a tambourine back here, too.
For calling in from North Portland. Annette in Southeast Portland. And Stephanie renewing in Oregon City this morning. More bell accompaniment. More. We're gonna, yeah.
We heard from Hobart, Tasmania. You know,
I put
Hobart as my hometown on Facebook just to see what it did. And it's been sending me ads about, you know, expatriates from Tasmania in the United States. It's fascinating. Go ahead.
That is fascinating, Teresa. But perhaps even more fascinating for the moment is the idea that all these folks called 877-500-5266. So far, we have raised about $1,100 this morning. And I know, Teresa, you had your personal goal of $3,000. Please keep those calls coming in. We are looking to end our membership drive this evening at $105,000. And we can do that with everyone's participation right now. Please call 877-500-5266. You know, you are a part of an amazing community when you join KBOO. This is a community of people who care. This is a community of people who know the power of collective action. This is a community that come from so many walks of life, that have so many interests, so many diverse skills and areas of expertise, and we bring them all together here at KBOO, and we provide amazing community radio for you, our listeners, and you provide the funding to keep us going and to demand our independence. That's the way it works. So please call 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. You can join all those folks who have joined KBOO and renewed their memberships this morning. We want to hear from you. There is still room, and in fact, still need for your participation. You know, we don't... it's not satisfying to just passively consume the media. You don't want to sit back and just let this news and information sort of pour into you and not do anything with it. This news and information is meant to inspire you. This news and information is meant to incite you to think about what you can do to make the world a better place. KABU's program charter actually emphasizes social change. They're in our values. That's one of the things we are about. And Press Watch really exemplifies that on Thursday mornings. So right now is a great time for your participation. Become an active member of KABU Community Radio by calling in with your generous contribution. Whatever you can budget is a wonderful thing. I'm suggesting you budget $25 a month. You get this hoodie. Teresa loves the hoodie. Teresa just renewed her membership and got the new hoodie. It's a new design this year, where the logo is also big on the back as well as the front, so you people can see your Boo Pride coming or going. I think that is awesome, and I think that it's going to be cold enough to need this, like, you know, really soon. So
I'm
going to
put LEDs in it so I can turn a little switch and make the tower flash.
Yes, you will. I know you will.
Decorate to your heart's content, but call 877-500-5266 or kbo.fm and contribute now. This is the time, if you've been putting it off, and God knows we all put things off a lot, but this is the time, this is the day. If you support Teresa Mitchell, and more importantly, if you support KBOO, you know, Community Radio, the community, this is really a community project. So 877-500-5266. As you were saying, T?
Well, Lynn, it has to be someone like you. Lynn, you're a step-up kind of gal. And, you know, when those people pass through your neighborhood and leave the Hot Pockets wrappers in the streets and worse stuff, it's people like you that come out and say, well, someone's got to pick it up.
Who's doing this? That's what I said. I pick it up.
And, that's because of who you are. And so the people who join KABU are those people who, you know, mow that strip.
Or turn it into a garden.
Yes. The people who know their neighbors' names, the people who actually show up at the protest, you're the KABU members. And I'm very proud that that's the fact. And yeah, it does have to be you. And you know that you're the sort of person who needs to join KBOO. And you make a better world. And we together collectively make a better world. 877-500-5266. And if you call right now, we'll hear that phone ring. It'll make us feel so good. 877-500-5266.
We've got to make Teresa's personal goal of $3,000 here. We've got about 1,000 more to go. I think folks can do it. I know that with your help, we can do it.
You know, people working together achieve amazing things, Lynn.
So I've heard.
Yep, it's true. Every stone does form an arch, singly none. I love that song. But, you know, really, it is all about collective action. And I know that, so I work here at KABU. I'm here at KABU a lot, let's just say a lot. And people come in all the time and ask if Teresa's here. People come in all the time and talk about how Teresa is just about one of their favorite program hosts, that they rely on her defiance, her attitude, her humor, and her really concise information. It is amazing the way that she pulls information out from the far corners of the internets and brings it all together with analysis, with humor, which really helps, because the information is dire, and you know that you are listening because you want the hard-hitting information. KABU is not easy listening, right? KABU is here for you to hear information that is kind of hard, that is challenging, that knows that really kind of makes you know that it is not the time to rest and sit back on your laurels. It is the time to become active. It is the time to turn it over and make this world better. No time like the present, right, my friends? So right now, that concrete action that you can take is calling 877-500-5266 and join the folks who have joined KABU this morning. Keep that momentum going. It's been tremendous. Your support is just very uplifting, and we want to hear from you. There is still room for you at the mighty Boo. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. Also, to remind you, everyone that calls that number this morning, 877-500-5266, gets entered in today's prize package drawing. And today's prize package includes includes a $50 gift certificate, a tasting experience for four people from New Deal Distillery, five free visit prepaid punch cards from Game Night Lounge, four passes for movies and snacks from the Hollywood Theater, and a $25 gift certificate to Pacific Pie. All that in one prize package. You can be entered in the drawing when you call 877-500-5266. But you know the most important thing you're doing is you are giving value and support to KABU, your community radio station. You are empowering your entire community through your contribution to KABU. Please do it right now. 877-500-5266.
Thanks so much, Johnny. Thanks, Lynn. And thanks to those of you who are calling in. Like I said, need to pull in my share. Got to pull in at least a few thousand before the top of the hour. So that means you. And I was saying you're the ones that mow the strip that no one will mow. You're the ones that might get out and plant that strip with veggies to share instead of having grass out there. Who needs that anyway? You're the ones, you who will join. You're the sort that when you see someone in the intersection because their car just puttered out, you'll get out and help them push it through the intersection, even if it, and I want to emphasize, even if it has Trump stickers on it, because you believe in humanity. You believe in making this a better world. This is the number to call, 877-500-5266. I'm going to push pretty hard to the top of the hour, try to get those contributions in. And one of the reasons is I'm about to lay a real bummer on you. And in a sense, it's not, because it's a call for action. I hate to say this, but we have to protest and prevent yet another expansion of U.S. imperial wars. And this could be one of the worst. I guess it just couldn't be worse. I mean, if you're living in Aleppo, I don't see how it could be worse. So I don't want to frame it quite exactly that way, but there's a huge danger. I was alarmed when I saw an article on 38 North. 38 North is a commentary website out of John Hopkins University, and I've used 38 North to bring myself down for years about North Korea. I've done the warning here. I've done many shows on North Korea trying to explain how serious the stakes are and why the U.S. should not go to war, aside from the moral fact we don't have the right to impose ourselves through our imperium on other peoples. But I've tried to emphasize that North Korea is different. And there is a risk in confronting and provoking them, which the U.S. has been doing for a very long time. And the long-term strategy, long-term goal, which is never discussed, because no one who is doing this wants your democracy to have anything to do with the profitable arms generation and the eventual mineral extraction that will happen if this goes through. They don't want you involved, therefore they don't want you to know what's happening, so they don't want you to know what the long-term strategy is, and it's pretty similar to what was done to the former Soviet Union. That, as you may recall, was also an extremely dangerous effort. I still hate Ronald Reagan for threatening the world with obliteration so that he could have his little victory. There were times when U.S. ships came close to colliding with Russian ships, just so they could provoke them, and they would line soldiers up in the Black Sea who would pull down their pants, isn't that funny, and moon the Russian soldiers just to try to create an incident, to try to wear down the Soviet Union, simply because they did not have as much money as the U.S. did for arms and for war provocations. And it kind of worked, because they spent so much money updating their war materiel to keep from being run over and humiliated by Americans that eventually, I mean, that plus the expense of Chernobyl really broke Gorbachev. And that was the end of the Soviet Union, and there was no war. Hooray. They are trying to break North Korea, but it doesn't work and can't work. North Korea isn't the Soviet Union. It's not the same. They're already much worse off than the Soviet Union was in the 1980s, getting up to 1990. That was possible because there was so much, there was another aspect to that strategy. There was Paul Weyrich and the National Endowment for Democracy, which is the National Endowment for Imperialism, of course. You don't name things what they are in this game. Was going around giving away $50,000 to anyone who would take an anti-Soviet and pro-American stance. It was quite traitorous, actually. But it worked. And so they're trying to apply this strategy to North Korea. Plus, the long-term strategy is also just to make bank on the billions and billions and billions and trillions over the years of arms sales for these giant war exercises that take place twice a year. So I know it's a long game. And so I turn to 38 North, and 38 North's message is usually calm down. This is just more of the same. Well, that's not their message today. And I find that unnerving. They have Joseph DeThomas writing an article, and he starts with a quote of Sir Edward Grey, the British Foreign Secretary, from August 3rd, 1914, the date significant, towards the beginning of the First World War. The quote is, "The lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see them lit again in our lifetime," end quote. And he writes, "U.S. President Donald Trump's speech to the United Nations General Assembly on September 19th may well come to be viewed as historic, but not in a good way." And he goes on about that speech, but you already know about that, so I'm going to skip forward. He says, "Major wars are not created with a single action. They flow from a series of decisions that drive participants towards a sense that no other action but war can extricate them from their predicament." I want to emphasize that statement. These wars, they flow from a series of decisions that drive participants towards a sense that no other action but war can extricate them from their predicament. For example, he writes, many historians now credit Kaiser Wilhelm II of Germany's July 1914 telegram to the Austrian government, which gave his ally a so-called blank check to do whatever it wished in the crisis with Serbia, as the fatal step that set the machinery inexorably in motion for the catastrophe of World War I. Trump shares one common and dangerous trait with the Kaiser. Both were amateur militarists given to public bluster and adopting an ultra-nationalist bully boy style of diplomacy, in part to cover up vast weaknesses in their own characters and their lack of understanding of their country's true strengths, but neither of these individuals intended to unleash catastrophe. Certainly, the Kaiser would never have sent his blank check if he had known it would result in the fall of his own dynasty, the disappearance of century-old empires, the death of millions, and the emergence of Nazism in his country. No doubt, Trump sees himself as a heroic figure standing up to a mad tyrant using rhetoric, economic pressure, and if necessary, military force to break him. He does not see, because he does not understand, the vast risks he is running for his own citizens or millions of residents of East Asia. What could prompt the author, he writes, referring to himself, to make such apocalyptic historical parallels from what, in the context of the never-ending stream of ill-considered words from this president, was a fairly average speech? First, it was uttered in an unstable nuclear-armed strategic environment. Second, it confirmed in front of the entire global community that should conflict come, it would be total in nature, with the survival of both the North Korean regime and the entire population at stake. Third, the U.S. and North Korea are blind to alternative end states, to the one they fear stroke desire. This is how leaders come to see war as the only choice. Finally, the speech undercut any possibility that North Korea would consider making any concession on its nuclear deterrent by underlying that the U.S. would not keep its word even when it has negotiated an agreement with a hostile government. He's referring to Iran in that, speaking for myself. And since this was written, North Korea has made that clear, that they considered the speech a declaration of war. Returning to the text, as I said, this is from 38 North. Just pull up 38 North in a search engine, you'll find this. Trump's over-the-top attack, he writes, on the Iran nuclear agreement in the UN, a body that had fully endorsed that agreement with the unanimous UN Security Council resolution, undermines his credibility as a negotiating partner for any nuclear agreement with North Korea. If the Iran agreement is trashed, Kim Jong-un would be a fool of the first order to negotiate any reduction in his deterrent with the United States. In other words, in a nuclearized environment in which both North Korea and the U.S. have sound military reasons to want to attack first, Trump informed the North Koreans that he will not be bound by a diplomatic agreement, and his military intent is the extinction of the DPRK. He has cornered a vicious animal and told it he intends to kill it and its young. His announcement last week of far-reaching secondary economic sanctions designed to unilaterally impose a complete trade and financial embargo on North Korea is likely to pour gasoline on the fire he set in New York. Now, speaking for myself, one of the things I've learned from 38 North is to look for full war mobilizations before I say that war may be coming in any imminent sense. So it was with interest that I noted the deployment of the U.S. spy submarines, Jimmy Carter and Cheyenne, on my last show. But that is not a mobilization. The movement of North Korean air assets to the coast is a mobilization. And there is this. This came in from the Russian source, ian.ria.ru. I think it's Sputnik, they call it now. The U.S. Navy, they write, has announced that the nuclear-powered supercarrier USS Ronald Reagan will be deployed to the Korean Peninsula to participate in joint exercises with the South Korean Navy as a part of a continued American military buildup in the region as it faces off against North Korea. The entire Ronald Reagan strike group, which includes four destroyers and two submarines, will be participating in exercises along South Korean ships in late October. The Pentagon claims that the exercises have been in the works for a long time and are not a response to the current tensions with Pyongyang. Then on Saturday, a pair of U.S. B-1B Lancer strategic bombers, I already mentioned that, so I'll skip ahead. Japanese outlet Chosun Ilbo reports that the Pentagon is considering arguably their most severe military action yet, sending a carrier group over the northern limit line. That's a disputed maritime demarcation zone in the Yellow Sea. This could allow an American fleet to sail up North Korea's west coast and potentially threaten Pyongyang itself. So mobilizations are happening. And then turning to news.usni.org, I do see the USS Ronald Reagan group deployed the Bonhomme Richard, which is a marine carrier, and its associated fleet are also in the region. So these are significant military assets. Returning to the text, the strategic environment on the Korean Peninsula has been for decades one of tense but stable mutual deterrence. The Republic of Korea, South Korea, and the U.S. have sufficient forces to halt any attack by the North and have all the long-term political, military, and economic advantages that would permit them to mobilize a devastating conventional military counterstrike that would defeat the North's forces and eliminate the Kim dynasty. Such a conflict might well be a bloody affair, but its outcome would be certain. For at least the last 25 years, no North Korean general could believe that victory could be achieved in an attack on South Korea, and each of the heads of the Kim dynasty have known that the U.S. had the capability and intention to make the end of a second Korean War a decisive and final victory for the U.S. and the Republic of Korea. ROK. These terms don't get used that much in the U.S. When I say ROK, I mean South Korea. When I say DPRK, I mean North Korea. Despite the never-ending assertions, he writes in Washington, that the North Korean regime cannot be deterred, the last 64 years of Korean history demonstrate the contrary. For its part, North Korea had its own deterrent advantage, the civilian population and economic infrastructure of the greater Seoul metropolitan area. North Korean artillery, tactical rockets, and its Scud missile force, armed with high explosives, chemical, and probably biological weapons, held the 25 million civilians of the Seoul region hostage, as well as the bulk of the economic infrastructure of a major player in the global economy. Due to a fatal error in the North Korean strategic calculation, this environment has been destabilized. We'll have more on that in a moment, but right now I need to raise the rest of the $3,000 that I'm hoping to get by the top of the hour. We just have a few minutes to do that, which means this, the last day of the pledge drive, is the time for you to call in at 877-500-5266. You will be entered into a very generous grab bag. Would like to offer you the thumb drive, which is sort of like KBOO in a thumb drive. It's wonderful to have all of these speeches and interviews available to you, just hours and hours and hours of content. And some of which I'm proud to say I've contributed to over the years. I was thinking about that. Golly, I mean, here we are approaching 50 years, and I've been here more than half the time. And very happy to be and grateful to you to have been able to be a part of it, to make my little contribution towards what I hope is a better world. I contribute $25 a month. I've got the hoodie coming, and I would encourage you to do the same by calling 877-500-KBOO. And Lynn and I think Ani are joining me now.
Indeed. Yes, we are. And you know, the drawing today as the free prize package you can share with your friends when you call in today is five free visit prepaid punch cards from Game Night Lounge, a $50 gift certificate, a tasting experience for four people, and more from the New Deal Distillery, four passes for movies and snacks from the Hollywood Theater, and a $25 gift certificate from Pacific Pie. Just call in 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and enter. I say.
Yes, indeedly. And Lynn, get ready on the cowbell. Okay, ready? We have people to thank. I want to say call 877-500-5266. We've raised nearly $2,000. We have about $1,100 to go, and we can come up with that in this next 8 minutes with your help. You have to actively participate, and we can make this goal together. It is everyone doing their part. 877-500-5266. Everyone doing their part, like Christopher, who's renewed in Southwest Portland. Thank you, Christopher. Christopher is a sustaining member who's calling in with an additional gift just to boost this day, to boost our fall drive, to boost Press Watch. Thank you, Christopher. We want to thank Rankins, a new member in Southeast Portland. Thank you. And Seven, a renewing member in Southeast Portland.
Seven?
So it says.
I love it.
Thank you.
11.
Thank
call
you,
in.
Seven. And this is your time. This is your opportunity to join and to become a member of KBOO right now, this very morning. Raise that last $1,000 during this Press Watch hour. It would do so much to get us towards our overall fall drive goal and to lift Teresa's spirits. I tell you.
Like number six to call in, but he can't get off the island.
She will be dancing through the hallways with this level of support. Please do call 877-500-5266. It is a lot of work that Teresa pours into Press Watch. I can say this because, well, we've been together for 23 years, and I know that Wednesday I don't see her. You know, I become the Press Watch widow, and that she sequesters herself in the little cubicle of silence and has headphones and charts and maps and a pen between her teeth. And she writes all this stuff up. She pulls it together from so many different sources, and it's a really wonderful thing that she brings to the air every Thursday morning, and she does it because she is passionate about making this world a better place. She is passionate about exposing the lies and the jerks that lie and who, in fact, are warmongers who control us. She does this because she knows it is her part in crushing capitalism. So that is why she does this, and that is why you are listening, and why right now you're moved to pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266. She was talking about that $10 a month membership. You know, you can support your entire community all year round with your contribution of $10 a month. It's an easy bite-sized piece to just sort of chew off and know that you are doing your part. It adds up to a significant amount of money over the course of a year. That's $120. And when you do that, we would love to thank you by providing you with this USB flash drive, 4 gigs of amazing powerful talks and interviews and podcasts, and an internet toolkit that you can use to make yourself more secure and safe and all that kind of good
stuff.
Oh,
that's right. It's got the Tor on it, doesn't
it? It's got all that. So you can get that with your contribution here to KBOO. We would love to thank you once again with that USB flash drive. Call in right now with your sustaining membership. Dave and Lori, who renewed their membership in Portland. We thank you, Dave and Lori. We want to thank Margaret for calling in an additional gift from Vancouver. Thank you so much, Margaret. And James for renewing in Salem. Be like James, Margaret, Dave, and Lori, and Christopher, and Rankins,
thank
and
you.
Seven.
Thank you so much.
Join KBOO. Renew your membership. Maybe you're giving monthly right now, and you can boost that. Maybe you're like, I don't really remember what I'm giving.
You know,
it's
Lynn,
been so long.
And Ani, I think we should just you should keep your mics open. Let's just push through the last couple of minutes here and try to get that last five or six calls
totally.
In so we can make the goal here. I was going to, and I want to talk with you and get your reactions on what I'm saying here about North Korea. I mean, the difference that that 38 North is saying is that they say the strategic environment has been destabilized, basically, and they started off this article that I've quoted from. And
that is stating the obvious
North.
In an amazing
well,
amount
yeah,
of...
Well, yeah, it's like everyone had an interest in keeping things pretty much the way they were, horrible as they are, and ridiculous and threatening as they were. And now...
You know,
the North Koreans have been cornered, basically.
I have interviewed a professor, Christine, and I can't remember her last name, I'm very sorry, but who is a sort of an expert on North Korea, is talking about how there were things going on all the time. The North Koreans have always wanted to be able to negotiate. Let's first of all, ending the conflict and stabilizing, because like China in the 70s, people are still, people from all over the world go to North Korea. We are the people who are ignorant about it. Teresa is here to help you not be. KBOO is here to help inform you, keep you from being ignorant. 877-500-5266.
All right, 100 seconds left for you to call before the top of the hour. Thank you so much for those of you who called in. Now, I do think it's important to join KBOO, and what I've been talking about over the last half hour is my attempt to mobilize an anti-war, anti-Korean war, and anti-U.S. imperial war movement, not to mobilize it, I should rephrase that, but to strengthen mobilization, which I believe is surely in the works. And I've been reading that people are getting ready to start moving in the streets against U.S. wars, and I'm glad to hear that, glad to read that. So that I'm running out of time, and you'll want to stay tuned for more of the Thursday Radio Zine. Lynn and Ani, thank you so much. Thank you, Rock. And thanks to Derek for producing all this. Number to call, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Going out to you via the transmitter on the hill and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
And good morning. It is KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15, stick around for Flashpoints with your host, Dennis Bernstein. Had to get that in there. Also today at 11 o'clock, it is Between the Covers. Jake Vermaas speaks to poet Neil Aitken about his collection Babbage's Dream, evoking the designs of 19th century mathematician Charles Babbage, who conceptualized the first mechanical computer. And then at 11:30 today, it's the film show. Today, looking at two new documentaries. Charlie vs. Goliath is the story of Charlie Hardy's fight against big money in politics. Then the director of the Eco Film Festival, Don Smallman, will talk about Winona LaDuke's first film, First Daughter and the Black Snake. That's all coming up here on The Boo. It is our membership drive. And you can get involved during this fall membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Musubi, located at 2134 Southeast Division Street, Portland's takeout spot for Hawaiian sushi rice snacks filled with homemade spam and other delicacies. Dinner was provided by B-Saw, located at 1545 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland, serving American comfort food and weekend brunch. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266